whatever she did was on the farm.
Helping, certainly. Yes. And do you know much about her parents?
I sure don't. I don't know anything about her parents other than the daddy. He was real old when I remembered. Because now her mother, I don't ever remember seeing her.
Okay.
And she's been dead a long time.
Sure.
And
okay, do you know how much they went to school?
I most assuredly didn't go any, because I have heard my mother say that her mother was a little older than the daddy, you know, grandpa.
I see.
And of course, he was born, supposed to have been born about 7 years after, what you call it, slavery or freedom.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He was born in the 1870s.
Somewhere along in there.
And people didn't go much to school.
No, because I don't imagine he went to school. He was, I think he was kind of mixed with Irish. I'd always hear her say. Uh-huh. And of course, he knew how to take care of what little business part that he had.
You know what his business?
His business wasn't anything with farming,
right.
I'm sure.
But he was a good farmer, in other words.
I imagine so, because when he passed away, he left him about 500 or 600 acres of land.
He was quite a successful
yes,
farmer,
I would think. And didn't owe anything on it.
That's unheard of today, isn't it?
That's right.
Right, that's interesting. And you think that, then about your father now, Mr. Lockett.
Well, I didn't know too much of his people. Now, his birthplace was in Terrell County. And all I know about them, what I'd hear them say, you know, what Mama would say, I believe she said, he was about 22 years old when they married. I have heard him say that he wanted to be a carpenter. He didn't want to farm. Now, his people were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
But he left home when he was about 16, I believe, or something like that. And he heard of somewhere around Camilla that they were carpentering. And he wanted to learn the carpenter, and so he took out towards Cabela and got with the person that was doing the carpenter work, and he learned to the trade.
Okay, now what did you tell me? I didn't understand, or maybe I don't know what that is. You said your father, talking about the carpenter, he took out
he went to Camilla, a little town by the name of Camilla.
And he
wanted to learn to be a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a fellow over in Camilla. I don't know who, I never did get the name, but mm-hmm. anyway, he got a job with this person and learned to carpenter. And so when I imagine when he thought he had about as much as he could take care of for himself, on a job for himself, he came to Sylvester.
Well, I heard that he was more than a carpenter, that he was just a very skilled builder. And
well, there's a lot of houses here in Sylvester that
he built.
And mm-hmm. Ryan out in the county, too.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, that's what I heard. That's all the very nice buildings and so forth. Well, that's very interesting. Do you know how much he went to school before he started?
I sure don't. I don't imagine it was too much, but he didn't know how to figure
mm-hmm, sure.
his work.
You know? Right. And do you know whether his parents and so forth were from Terrell County, too, or do you know?